Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Good night, countryside choir. The sun was about to set. The night breeze blew gently over the fields. The busy countryside during the day had started to quiet down. Suddenly, the sound of singing came from the distance. Oh, it was the cicada singing.
Cicada, cicada, what a wonderful night. Cicada, what a pleasant voice. Cicada, I'm the best singer in the world. La 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 la.
The cicada's voice was loud and clear. All the animals in the countryside heard it. But they were annoyed because they thought they were the best singers. Cricket was the first one to jump out of his hole.
Cricket, Cricket, I'm the best singer.
Grasshopper, Grasshopper. Whoa, my good neighbor, aren't I the best singer?
Cricket and Grasshopper started arguing. Suddenly, a frog living beside the stream started singing too.
Ribbit, 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 ribbit. I am the best singer and my name is Little Frog.
Quack, 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 quack. Nobody can beat me when it comes to singing.
Everyone started singing loudly. The animals refused to give in to each other. The quiet countryside suddenly grew very lively and loud.
Cicada, cicada, beyond compare.
Ribbit, 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 I'm the best singer.
Cricket, cricket, simply the best.
Grasshopper, grasshopper, I'm number one.
Quack, 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 my voice is so pleasant.
All the singers in the countryside sang louder and louder. All the voices combined into one terrible noise.
It's too noisy. I'm trying to sleep here.
Mr. Cow sighed. The fish in the pond was also bothered by the noise, and he swam to the surface.
What an awful ruckus! You call yourselves singers?
Even the usually quiet owl grumbled softly.
Gosh, what a horrible sound!
Hoo, hoo!
I guess it's up to me, the old owl, to establish some order.
So he blew his whistle.
Hoo!
When the animals heard the sound of Mr. Owl's whistle, they quieted down.
Mr. Owl, what's wrong?
Is there danger?
You are all too noisy. You call this singing? It sounds like you're fighting. I will direct you. One at a time. Cicada, you sing first. Then Little Frog. And then Duck. Cricket and Grasshopper, you two sing together.
So, the singers followed Mr. Owl's direction and took turns singing.
What a beautiful night.
Let's sing together.
Sing a lullaby.
We wish you sweet dreams.
We wish you sweet dreams.
This is much better. What a beautiful lullaby. When I hear it, I feel like having sweet dreams. Good night.
Blip.
The singing is very pleasant. It's like a concert. I hope the countryside choir can sing again tomorrow night.
Under Mr. Owl's direction, the disorderly singers turned into the countryside choir. They sang beautiful songs every night. All the animals in the countryside were lulled to sleep by the choir's singing. Good night, countryside choir. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.